Focus on flowers. There have been many literary references to the fleeting lives of flowers. For of course, they bud and bloom and then are gone. No matter how breathtakingly beautiful they are, their beauty never lasts. And while photographs and paintings of them are beautiful, they're somehow not the same as seeing, touching, and smelling real flowers. Anne Bronte, 1820 to 1849, wrote a poem that tries to make the best of the transient nature of existence. She wrote, "Though I cannot see thee more, 'tis still a comfort to have seen. And though thy transient life is o'er, 'tis sweet to think that thou hast been." It is probably true that we remember forever the feelings associated with our prom corsage and the red roses that arrived unexpectedly one Valentine's Day. Flowers are symbols that reinforce joy and mitigate sorrow. Anne Bronte, though, was probably not writing about flowers when she wrote the lines I just read. She was the youngest of six children, and her mother died, as did many family members, before she herself died at 29. In the 19th century, writers like the Bronte sisters knew firsthand about the impermanence of life. Many human lives were not much longer than the short-lived blossoms. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on impermanence. You can now become a fan of Focus on Flowers on Facebook or follow our updates on Twitter. Just look for Focus on Flowers.